Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Jay Ogden of Oakland Church of Christ. You ever heard the expression, everything happens for a reason? Based upon how often we hear the expression, everything happens for a reason, you would think the answer would be a definite yes. Just recently, I was watching a professional football player on TV being interviewed, and when he was commenting on his team's loss, he remarked, "I know everything happens for a reason." And I can think of many other examples and situations in which this statement is used even by Christians. If we were able to go back to the 1500s and ask John Calvin the above question, his answer would certainly be in the affirmative. In fact, this kind of thinking that is so common among today is Calvinism through and through and permeates almost every denomination. Calvin's doctrine of predestination not only teaches that only certain ones have been chosen by God to be saved from eternity, but also teaches that every little insignificant incident in their lives has been also predetermined by God. Some go so far as applying this to finding a parking space in a public parking lot. Do I believe that certain things happen in a way in which God has designed? Absolutely. He foreordained from eternity that salvation would be obtained through Christ in his body, which is his church. In fact, Paul spoke to this to the Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 and 11, having predestined us as sons by the Jesus Christ, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. We serve a sovereign God. He knows all. But the predestination there is talking about the type of people, not individuals that have been plucked out for all time to be part of that. It's those that would be in Christ. But that does not rule out the fact that some things happen which we have no impact on God's ultimate goals. While God may decide what needs to happen, contrary to Calvinistic doctrine, he also allows things to happen as they may. To prove this point, that many things happen at random, we turn to the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, "And I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all." Again, some events randomly occur by simple time and chance. Of course, another factor would be the providence of God in answering our prayers. He may even allow bad things that happen in our lives to turn out for our own good. For instance, it was necessary for Paul to appeal to Caesar in order to save his own life. However, while a prisoner in Rome, he was able to say, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things that happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. I am so thankful, contrary to what John Calvin taught, we have the ability to choose our own eternal destiny. In our own free will, we can become a member of God's family by obeying the gospel of Christ. In becoming a child of God, when then we have the avenue to prayer, where he, through his providence, can intervene and work in our lives. But that is a far cry from the common usage of the expression, everything happens for a reason. If that were true of every little small incident in our lives, then we could blame God and not take personal responsibility for our own actions. We will never do that. So before you say everything happens for a reason, give it some serious thought and ask for yourselves if you're using that expression in a scriptural manner. In one sense, there is a reason for everything that happens. For example, a person in a car wreck, is there a reason for it? Yes, perhaps the driver was driving on the wrong side of the road, a drunk was driving, or a tire blew out. But on the other hand, everything happens for a reason, with the idea that every detail in one's life has been predetermined by God, is the doctrine of Calvinism. The scripture does not teach such. Furthermore, the phrase everything happens for a reason is not found in the Bible. So let's be careful on how we use that. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, at 10:20 for worship, again that evening at 5 for worship services, and also again on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We would love to have you at any time. Have a wonderful and blessed day.